Hello, this is Lisa Russick with the podcast We're All Psychic, and we have Andrew Massati back, and it's in our Black Sheep Garage sessions, but we lost our Black Sheep stone. It was a little stone that I put in the Instagram post, and that's why we were the Black Sheep, but so we're just garage sessions now. Andrew and Savvy, would y'all like to say hello, and do you think we're all psychic still?
Yes, most definitely. And my rock is in my room. No worries.
Yes, we're definitely all psychic.
Yes, definitely. He knows it now. He knows. He was on the fence for a long time. So we were talking probably for like an hour and a half, and we decided to go ahead and make a podcast about a topic that came up. Now, Ashley, do you want to tell your experience with how you decided your identity energetically might be when I said to you about which is usually wanting to get power over themselves, if they identify as witch, and then sometimes they'll be kind of like, let's see what I can do now. What else can I do? You see, I'm a witch. That's what you do. You say, I'm a witch. You have to smile
We were, I can't remember the conversation. We were discussing something about abilities, and you had made a comment or a statement and saying that most witches or I can't remember the wording, but it was to be able to do anything, you'd be able to control yourself.
Yes.
You control yourself first.
Yes.
And that control hit, that was just the word control. That fixed everything.
Yeah.
Everything lined up with the control. I've done this and I've done that and I never understood it. How it worked, mechanics of it, how I was making anything happen. But then once the control came in, that's how I was doing it. And the more I controlled myself and then did something, the better results I'd have. So one of the things I can do pretty well is energy control. I can calm people down if especially Savvy. If her energy's crazy, spiking out of control, and she's near panic attack, anxiety's really
how
high.
How do you put your hands on her? You just stand there and do it?
That's the way I do it. Only way I do it right now is by touch. But
how do you do her? Just like hold her or touch her all
I'll
over?
I'll just hug her.
Oh, that's the best. You cut her hair.
He thinks that's what he does.
I can do it by.
That's not the only thing you do.
I
don't think you realize that you do, but
what do you
he pinpoints all the chakras. He doesn't really.
I do. No,
oh, you
I
didn't
do.
Even know where the
I
chakras were,
that.
And you do that.
You're hugging, but you're also
lining you up.
Yeah, I can feel his hands travel. He does that.
Yeah,
that's really
as I'm hugging her, one hand will be grabbing her chakras and lining them up.
That's really cool.
Kind of.
I've done that before with someone. I've done that with someone, but I used to date, and it was just like all our his lower chakras were mine weren't healthy, so I would lie next to him, mine would feel better, and he wasn't all healthy through here.
Right.
It was like hard up, and so I would hard up, heart, throat, third eye, and crown. I would clear those out for him, and he balanced my lower chakras. We didn't talk about it. I told him this is what I experienced, but we just kind of balanced it out.
You guys balance each other.
So to do it, first I'll have to control myself.
Yeah.
I take control over my breathing. I take control over my heart rate. clear my mind of everything. Then I've either already grounded or I ground. Usually the second I ground incredibly easy. So normally I ground without thinking about it, but then I think about it and I'll ground like extra.
Can you talk to the listeners about what grounding, how you do it and what it's like for you, your experience with it? Because for other people that might not know how to do it.
I've heard the struggle thing.
What's the struggle thing? What's that?
I've heard many different people, gifted people, say they struggle with grounding. I've heard the idea of struggling with grounding. Like, I've heard Savvy struggle with grounding. I've never had a problem grounding.
As you're talking, I'm getting grounded. You're talking about it.
I can ground everybody.
Yeah, that's awesome. Is that electrician? You know, I'm Trish and listeners.
This is a take
audio only podcast.
I didn't have any ability to do anything, and then I was able to ground very, very easily, like instant, no problem.
Yeah.
And then I discovered that I can ground anytime, anywhere, laying down, touching the ground, in a skyscraper, it doesn't matter where I'm at, I can ground.
That's really cool.
And I can ground you.
Yes.
I can ground Savvy. I can ground anybody I'm around.
Listeners, I think one of the last times I was over, he can also do chiropractic adjustments really well. I don't like my neck. I can do my neck. But he gets my back and hips straight whenever, since I found that out and I come over here, it's wonderful. But that's also showing even to be able to do that, to understand how each body's different and they all need the same things. Mm-hmm. He knew where my twisted vertebrae was. He knew my hips were out of alignment. I thought that was really cool that you knew all that, and you were just like, you've done it a million times. You're like the most experienced chiropractor other than like one other one that I've been to, you know, because most of them kind of shove me around, but my joints are so loose that it hurts really bad and I get bruised. And it's just like, no, I don't need that. It hurts. And you don't want to hurt their feelings. I do, though. I don't want to hurt the feelings because they're nice. You know, I just want to say, I did have said to a few of them, I got bruises, you know, and it didn't change the way they did it. So, I've had two really good chiropractors, though. One of them was in Huntsville, and the other one was in Madison. But I don't need to go anymore, because I've got Mr. Andrew. Yes. So, Andrew, the witch, the warlock. Would you rather be a warlock, a wizard, or a witch?
I don't care.
Okay, we'll call you Andrew.
I don't care. Call me whatever. I don't really care about a label.
Let's talk about the control thing, because I was texting with him earlier today, listeners, before I was coming over, and I told him what do you want? Yeah, he said he wanted control the most out of this experience and learning this witchcraft and energy work. And I said, well, what is control to you? And he said, he weren't really, he hadn't thought about it.
I haven't really been able to understand it properly to fully get it.
Yeah.
I just know that to do anything that I do, I've got to control myself first.
Yeah.
And by that, I control every aspect I can of myself. And I believe that any person can control every aspect about themselves.
I think so too.
Including hair growth.
Yeah.
Like everything. Yeah. It's your body.
Healing yourself.
You can heal yourself. Mm-hmm. You can control every aspect of yourself. If you're breathing right now, stop breathing. You're going to die. your body will naturally control some things for you. It controls your breathing, your heart rate, and a million other functions only because you tell it to.
Right.
You've given it permission to do it for you. But at any time, you can say, all right, I'm going to calm my breathing down.
Yeah.
And instead of hyperventilating, you just slowly slow it down, and you've controlled your breathing.
Yeah.
If your heart rate's really fine and you start controlling your breathing, you'll start controlling your heart rate. You just start controlling yourself. And I believe you can expand that control to where you control every aspect of yourself once you get
there. I totally agree. I remember one time in Phoenix, I had a friend named Kendall, I think, and he didn't have health insurance, and I did. So, and I went to like an urgent care or something, and he said he couldn't take any kind of antibiotics. Mm-hmm. So I did lie, and I got myself worked up the whole drive from Scottsdale down to Chandler where I was taking him. Or Mesa or something, and I got in there and I had like a 100-degree temperature. I wasn't sick. I got myself so into that state of being, I'm going to be sick because he needs medicine.
Right.
And they gave me, I think, Keflex and something else. I can't remember, but he could take Keflex. And so I filled that for him. And then we had a big fight and I never talked to him again. After I did all that stuff, we had a big fight because he was a real mean guy when he was sick.
Aww.
You know, big baby. I was like, no way, going back
to the
next door. He was a really cool guy, though. I liked him, and we used to play like games and stuff.
Aww.
But control, you know, I've never really wanted control over anything except if, like, as a cat being bad. Like, I want to squirt it with a water gun, but it's kind of fun to do. Like, you know, I'm training them off the counters. It's kind of fun.
Well, I think
it's counterproductive when you have that one cat that thinks it's fun to play with the squirt bottle.
Yeah, I had one of those.
I had one of those.
I had a Siamese like that, Micah. And you could get the super soaker and he'd run into it once in a while.
Is it their job and leap and catch it?
Yeah,
cute. I was like, no! Stop playing the screen. Not playing with the water.
What you think about control for Savvy? What is control for you? Like when that word comes up, like, what do you think of?
I think of, I have control issues.
What does that mean? Like, you...
I mean, she blocks me when I control her. Or she at least tries, anyway.
Why? Is he going to do something by you?
No, it's like a...
Natural.
I feel...
She doesn't want to wear me out.
Yeah, I don't want to wear him. Oh, I don't.
He's psyched to be doing this right now. He's psyched. Look how amped he is. This is Anthony.
But, like, well, I think it's like, he already does so much for me, and there's always so much on his plate as is.
Do you know how much you do for him?
More.
Do you know how much you do for this man? You've made him happy. Before he met you, he was never happy, really. And he has just adored you ever since he saw you in that drive-thru. I saw that in my head when you told me that, how that played out. She was the drive-thru at like a Burger King or McDonald's. Yeah, and you just couldn't leave her, you know, you loved her like right away. I love that story. And she was so much younger.
He is cute. I see him in his Jeep driving by. And I was looking in the window.
She did. She came after you.
He swears I'm gonna stop him. All I did was see you driving by when I was working in the drive thru window. And I was just like, hi. I don't know who he was. When he talks in, I'm like, oh.
Oh.
And then from there.
And now there's a Ruger.
Now there's a little kitty.
Mini with you too.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He can hang out just about anybody.
Does control mean to you?
Yeah.
I don't associate it with anything good. But, that's why I thought the phone went dark. It's still recording though. But I usually associate control with a negative connotation.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's... Mm-hmm.
Almost like it's been taken, I guess, too many times for me. So, like...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And usually by people manipulating my good nature.
Exactly.
So, control is not something... But for me to have control, I just think, you know, there are things about myself I would like to have control over.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like...
I see that.
The way, I'm trying to make boundaries right now, so that's really a lot about control. You know, my control of my personal space and my beliefs and my everything.
It's your desire for control.
What's that?
It's your desire for control.
It is my desire for control. What is?
Your need for personal space, your need for your boundaries.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You need the control. And I
guess. But for me, that control is not bad to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
And I feel healthy. That... It can easily be bad.
But if you can control some health symptoms,
it's necessary.
That's really
like, for me, it's almost necessary that I control myself.
Yeah.
And what I seek to control in Savvy is all the negative shit that's going on.
Yeah.
And I don't know that a negative possibility of control is there, but I suppose it's possible, but...
You're just, like, too over-controlling me.
Yeah, he's so controlling. You're like the... Okay, listeners, he is the sweetest, nicest electrician person human being you will ever meet. How much do control you? That's both of us having that bad connotation. I think of the emperor in the tarot.
Yes.
Control.
Mm-hmm.
You're like the government.
The control that I do over Savvy is when her emotions are out of hand.
No, yeah.
And...
You're doing healing work. Yeah.
Yeah, it's nothing.
And I'll go in and I'll control her energy and tone her back down so that she calms down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm controlling. I'm controlling her energy. I'm controlling her heart rate. I'm controlling her breathing to calm her down.
Would you say that maybe the control for you is because you haven't had any control over that in particular for a long time and now you've got a really good angle? Coming, you know, helping Savvy get her head cleared and stuff.
I don't know. I've always been able
to. He's driven to do that this whole time. I've known. I mean, you called me about that, you know, and you adore each other, but you got something going on. Now we're getting some answers from Akasha, maybe, and you're going to figure it out. You're going to figure it out and be able to remove it however you need to. Just imaginative as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And I do see a little black ants in my mind, so I'm getting that's from the demonic one. Mm-hmm. And I do feel it, Savvy, somewhere in like, there's like a bite or a mark somewhere in your heart chakra, like below the heart chakra. Can you feel that right there? I don't know if you can feel it, but I can feel it. I don't know if it's a bite mark, but that's what they call it.
There's always
a demon's mark.
There's always a pinch that I get right here.
I think that might be what it
or
is.
Twinge.
You can find people who can cord cut, and I don't know about that, though. Yeah. Right, Kasha, I don't know what she'll want to do. She'll have a better idea.
Yeah. I'm so like, all that.
Oh, the garage sessions. We get all kinds of crazy. Oh, black ants. I don't know.
There's a whole lot of.
So for you, can you narrow down what you would like to control right now in your life? And further, you know, would you like to change the world? Or would you just want to change your life?
I control it. I really don't have a clue.
Don't know yet.
I don't know.
Yeah, but you do know that controlling.
I know right now all I sort of control is Savvy's.
And yourself, yeah.
Energy, and of course myself, yeah. Yeah. Beyond that, I really don't care. I mean, if I could help somebody out, if
look at the listeners, you can't see this, but my hands are barely tremoring ever since we've been talking about
it. Yeah, he can stop it all together.
That looks like, stopped it all together, but it's just barely vibrating now. I'll try to loosen it and then stretch it out if he does.
A lot slower. Like,
so listeners, I'm taking a deep breath, and Andrew has his hand, his left hand, and my right hand is in his left hand. And my tremor was just very fine. Mm-hmm. And now I can feel it getting really relaxed. It's like you're getting into my head. Like the nerves that go through mm-hmm. my head and my neck. And that's probably where the tremor is. But the tremor is through my whole body.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool. It kind of lowers my dopamine. And that's what I did to Savvy the very first time. Yeah. When she calmed, I calmed her down. Mm-hmm. You can lower my dopamine. Don't do that. I'm having fun, man. Leave that right where right here it was. There we go. Thank you, Elise. It's barely a tremor. And his hands, I think, are steadier.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool. So he just, listeners, I don't know how you did it. What did you feel, think? What did you do when you did it? How would you explain it? I mean, with your own words?
I don't know.
That's like you just.
I know I can do it, but I don't know how I do that one yet.
Yeah. I think you can manipulate the nervous system somehow.
I know it's to do with your energy. Too. I'm just not sure exactly what I'm doing yet. I know how I control Savvy and calm her. I don't know exactly what I'm doing with you. I just know I can do it.
Yeah. And you get validation from me because I can feel it.
I like the validation because, of course, it's... There's always the doubt.
Mm-hmm. There's always the doubt. But anytime I can get validation, I feel like if a client comes back and says, I'm so glad you helped me, that always makes me really happy.
Yeah, definitely.
Knowing that. And that's one thing I'd like future. Like, once I advance with this, I'd like to be able to help others.
Yeah.
And, I know I can help Savvy. I know I can help you. I'm guessing that I can help other people.
Oh, you sure can. Yeah.
And I'd like to be able to get really good at it so that I could help other people.
And you want to too, Savvy, yeah. But this restrictions mm-hmm. you've had on yourself, yes. Demonic and attachment type stuff that your friend said it might be.
Uh-huh.
That's like, I've known someone, like I said earlier, who had that issue. He brought in, I talked about it on another podcast. He did summon a demon. And, I have a weird way. I always get their names when they're demons.
Yeah, and I didn't summon this one.
Yeah. No, I don't think
I lived in a...
That haunted house.
I lived in that, as we call it, the Hell House.
Hell House, yeah. Where was that again?
That was in Tulare, California.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that. Tell them about that. Yeah, you haven't ever...
That was on the west side.
Okay.
But the west side of Tulare. So it was like the first part of the Tulare was... being developed. It was like the beginning. But it was, right down the way was the original hospital, and our house was the overflow back in the day for the hospital. And so we found all that out after we left that house, or right before we left the house. But there, from day one, we had issues. There was... storm that happened. And if anybody knows about Tulare, California, like there's never storms. Never storms. Dry as bones. If we do get a storm, as you want to call it, it's a sprinkle.
Right, yeah.
A mist.
Did you even have a monsoon season? I remember in the Valley of Phoenix.
We get the El Nino
thing. Wow.
But where we are at, it's basically nothing because we live in that little bowl. Basically what Tulare is like a little bowl. But, and it's just like everything's around it. That day that we were moving in, storm happened right over the house.
Wow.
Lightning struck the house.
Oh my God.
As we were standing there. And then at the same day, Dad was moving stuff into the garage, or my little cousin, he was in there with him. Garage door comes down and locks them in there. Later, it was a couple months before Daddy passed away. He finally told me that he did see something there that day in the garage. He said, it's very back. There was something up in the rafters and it was jumped down. And he said, he kicked in the door and he did. There's a big old gaping hole in the garage door. He had to kick it in to get him and Kate out because he said that he had to save Kate. He had to save him.
So he was kind of telling you something he doesn't tell anyone.
He'd always said, no. Nothing was ever happening. Denying everything. All the time.
All his life until
all up until the end. He finally went to what all he dealt with. And there's a lot that he does not remember. Yeah. But I think that's where the possession happened.
Yeah.
Is that's where he does not remember.
Yeah.
But okay, going up the steps, because I lived in the attic part of the house, there was six, maybe? Shadow figures that were up there all the time.
That's a picture you drew that I saw, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
And then there was a shadow, not a shadow figure, just a shadow that was there. There was always slugs up and down the steps, up into my attic.
Yeah.
In the attic that was closed off, that was not part of my room because it was actually like attic. I guess it was continued on after they closed up the attic that turned into my room. There was baby clothes, there was jars, empty, not empty. There was a petrified, mummified, better don't call it, cat.
Oh my God.
In the floorboard.
Oh my God.
Right in front of my staircase.
Oh my God.
And then underneath the house, there was a sinkhole. Wow. Which now we're starting to wonder if it might have been a portal.
Yeah.
Because right underneath where that sinkhole was is the hallway, the downstairs. And downstairs, there was always a pathway of constant energy of people coming and going from that hallway.
Yeah.
And then there was the negative thing, whatever it was, that ended up messing with God. And that was just this big, empty blob thing.
Yeah.
There's that. Yeah, it was horrible. It was creepy. Like, you knew when it was coming. You just feel it. It was like this dark doom gloom would just come over. And you would go into almost like a fight or flight mode feeling.
Yeah.
Because you knew what was coming.
Mm-hmm.
You knew. You knew chaos was about to ensue.
Yes.
And it always did. We ended up leaving that house with nothing but ourselves.
Yeah. I'm glad you got out of it.
Yeah. But that house is crazy.
Good luck.
But now I'm starting to see that inky blob thing here. It's just on a very, very small scale. And I'm like, ding. It's followed.
Yeah, or it like or it split. Attached, I imagine it like splitting.
Or attached there.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Or it has always stayed attached to Dad. And when Dad passed here.
Oh, another one.
That's when Dad passed here at the house.
Yeah.
I wonder if it went ahead and.
Were you with him?
Yes. Yeah. We were here. He was more with him, but I was outside on the phone with the paramedics and stuff. Or the police, whatever you call them. But yeah. So it was like. Maybe detached after he died and stayed here. I don't know. I'm just like, ah, crap. I got down to me. Nice. But that house was, yeah. it's still weird though, because like, I want to go back, because between the crows with the red, or the, I don't know if they were, whatever, black birds with red eyes, and they were so heavy in the tree that the tree was, you couldn't make out what was leaves and what was bird, because it was always so dark and so full.
That's creepy.
Mm-hmm. And then the thing in the laundry room, there was like a gargoyle kind of thing that was always in.
How big was it? But would you just see it and it would disappear and out behind something?
It, you know, it stayed in the shadows in the rafters, because it was a detached garage.
Oh, I see.
And it shared a wall with the laundry room. And then it would stay up in the rafters every time you'd go in there. But it's like it would fly from one spot to the next almost, but you never hear wings.
Yeah.
You wouldn't hear it, so it's not like it was something. Because the something that was up there, it didn't have a face.
Yeah.
It didn't have any.
Well, Akasha has talked about blobs. Did she talk to you about blobs? Tell her the blob in particular.
She started to go over it and then got sidetracked.
Yeah, ask her about that again, because she's described blobs with people before, and she's just like, I don't know what else to call them, the blob, and you just use that word.
Yeah, and when she was going through some of the paperwork that I gave her, she was like pinpointing some of the stuff out, and she was like, ooh, yeah, it's not good.
Yeah. So what would you control right now if you could control anything that you don't have control of with your energy? What would you control?
Right now, to be able to control the chaos that I have within myself so that I can heal myself. So then, therefore, I can better do with what I'm supposed to and meant to be doing. Because I feel like I'm meant to do something and I'm not doing it, and it's driving me crazy.
Right.
Like,
this is a learning period.
I'm supposed to be doing something, but I feel stagnant right now, and it's just like, I don't like the stagnant. I need to be doing something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if I could control something, it'd be speeding up this process. So I can get to doing what I need to be doing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just, but then also being able to control. Being able to make everybody happy.
Oh, I know. Yeah. So many people in anger. I'm not like one of those people who gets a global sense. I say that to a lot of like some other people who come on. I know they got the global sense. I don't really have that. Mm. We've talked about that. Mm-hmm. I think you got that global sense.
I do. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But then I also have like just the people around me as well. Yeah. But it's just like, there's so many people who are sad, and just everyone feels so stagnant at the moment, so unsure, and just like, it's frustrating. I wish I could fix that. Control to be able to fix that would be nice.
Maybe that's one reason it's on your mind to do that, is because you're so exhausted from all of them draining on you and not knowing it. You know, it could be your neighbor, it could be someone at the mall, it could be someone, you know, could be me, you know.
I think that's why I stay so reclusive in the house. I'm like,
so like we just take it and take it and take it.
Like, I'm inside my bubble in here, I'm good.
I've been putting myself in a Reiki puddle since I got my master's certification. And I just lie on the couch usually and just like let the Reiki flow, and I think it was Reiki puddle.
So yeah. And that's what I always feel like I want to be in. Is like,
so it feels so good.
And like a nice, warm, cozy, comfy.
That's what it's like when water. I do the Reiki puddle. I love it. It's so cool.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I tell him constantly. I'm like, I need a jacuzzi tub.
Yeah. You need a jacuzzi tub, man.
It will fix my ailments. I know it will.
Oh, yeah. I put some salt in there. Like,
if anything, it'll put a smile on my face.
It's already putting a smile on your face.
Just thought about it. I'm just like, oh, that's what I need.
Well, anyway, last words, Andrew and Savvy, for this podcast on control and magic and energy work. And Savvy's terrifying house.
For me, energy work is all about control. Control yourself. Then you can control your energy.
Yeah. You need to find balance though when doing it though.
Yeah.
Gotta find balance so you don't wear yourself out.
But you do have to ground yourself before doing it. And if you have trouble grounding, I can't help you with that. For me, it's easy.
Well, good for you, buddy.
Sorry, I don't know.
You just don't have the words for it.
I don't know why. Yeah. I don't know why it's easy. I
think it'll come to me. Well,
I don't.
I have an ability to sober up. If somebody is around me and they start getting like tipsy after I've had a drink or two, mm-hmm. and they say something, you know, and they're like, I feel like I've had a drink, and then I'll have to sober myself up real fast because yeah, I have a lot of coworkers that I talk to all cyclists intuitives, like, and they are like, oh, thank you, you know, don't drink anymore, that's making me lightheaded. Aww, you know, stuff like that, you know. Mm-hmm. It's so crazy. I mean, all the things that have happened since 2018 alone have just been one amazing, crazy thing after another. So the more you look into it, everyone says it's the more you look in, a lot comes out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I guess I would like to thank our controlling sponsor, which is our sponsor, Everclear.
Control Freak Everclear.
No, they are not. That's the part of this thing that they are. They don't even give us set hours. We can just log in and feel like we can help people. Mm-hmm. And it's everclear.com. It is an advice app and website. www.everclear.com. And you can get advice from psychics and empaths to get the clarity you need to create the life you deserve.
Yeah.
So, so I guess, any last, like, advice to someone who, like, I would like to say personally, you know, try to define what control is for you in words somehow. And what do you guys think about, like, because I have a negative connotation with it. Like, how would they switch it not to about, like, power, but more like maturity, what it sounds like, you know?
I think.
Of the energy.
I don't know, because I haven't tried anything that I would consider negative or anything that I think anybody else would consider negative.
Yeah.
So I don't know the negative path.
I think
a healing path, mm-hmm. is pretty easily, especially if, like, for me, I'm doing this somebody I deeply, deeply care about.
Yeah.
So it's very, very easy. And because it was so easy controlling her, because I love, you know, she's my wife, I love the hell out of her. Mm-hmm. And so it's so easy. Then it became easy with other things. But I think because we have that connection and because it was for good intentions, it was an easy thing to do.
Yes. Yeah. That's because it aligns with you and your soul, I guess. Mm-hmm. And like you're here to do for some reason. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's when everything kind of feels like it's lining up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess, listeners, this will be a good night and goodbye. I'm hoping to publish this tonight or tomorrow. And I don't know what day it is. Was today the 4th? May the 4th be with you. My stomach killed me all day.
Oh.
Yeah, I was doing an event in Huntsville, and I just couldn't. Spasms just started, and I was like, I gotta get out of here.
That's terrible.
I know, it sucks. Like, I just have the worst luck with getting stuff done like that, you know.
Okay. Anyway. Things will change soon.
It will, yes. I feel better, but I had to take a lot of Benzol to get my stomach to stop spasming. So that's like a, it's not, I mean, it makes me a little loopy, so if I'm not as old. I'm not a parent. That's that Benzol. But lastly, listeners, Andrew is happy. Thank you.
No, oh, of course.
Yeah. And I would like to say thank you, listeners, and everybody have a wonderful time wherever you may be, and control the outcome. No, you can't control the outcome. Control.
Use the force to control.
The force is real. The force is chi.
May the force help you control.
The force. You could be a Jedi.
May the fourth be with you.
Or a gray. May the fourth be with you. Okay, goodbye, listeners. We're going to go away now. Bye. Bye, Sebby.
Bye.